19 on Phoenix 98 FM, and I should have my guest on the line, R&B fusion singer-songwriter Bucky Sky, whose forthcoming EP Happy Sexy Love Potion has just been released on the 7th of October, and I've been playing Your Flame from the EP. So are you there?
I am indeed, Michelle. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. Now, have I said your name correctly? Because I wasn't sure whether it was Bucky Sky or Bucky Sky. So tell me.
Do you know what it is? It depends if you're from the north or if you're from the south. I actually can't tell the difference when people say it to me. But yeah, I guess it's Bucky.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you from?
So I am from Bradford, Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Very proud to be from Bradford. Even though I live in London, I still feel like I'm representing, you know. We do have our mannerisms. I feel like I've got my radio voice on now, to be honest. But yeah, you know, if you want me to talk proper Northern, I can do.
First of all, what is your earliest memory of music?
Wow, that is such an amazing question. I remember there's two distinct ones. One is my dad, who used to play excessively loud rap music. He used to play Tupac, and there was this one song which is called I Ain't Mad At You. And I just remember it blaring, and I remember me being on the sofa as a kid, jumping up and down, I think with a towel half on, half off, and my mum going, "It's swearing, you have to turn it off, turn it down, it's going to affect him." And I was like, "No, it's fine."
And when did you actually start to get into music, where you went, I want to be a musician?
Oh, another amazing question. I when I was 17, I walked in to my living room after day sixth form, and my stepdad was playing a guitar, and it just blew my mind because I was so into music at the time, and he was singing a song in tune, and it sounded good, and the fact that for some reason I'd already started writing lyrics in a kind of angsty teenage fashion, kind of Arctic Monkeys fashion, and realizing that I could, he taught me a few chords, and then realizing that I could put the lyrics with the chords blew my mind, and I just started making stuff.
Did you have any other inspiration? I know you talked about Tupac there.
So I used to walk around the house singing the Smiths. I guess as a I don't know if I found so much peace and harmony in the accepting and kind of projection and almost celebration of pain that Morrissey was conveying in those Smith songs, and that definitely influenced me. And then I would just say the kind of indie movement from like Arctic Monkeys, Maccabees, Jamie T, and it was all quite raw, and some of it was Northern as well, which you know, the fact that you could sing with an accent also really, really intrigued me as well. So I guess that kind of indie movement really galvanized me.
Now we're going to talk about the EP in a second, and also your new release, because we have been playing Your Flame on Phoenix FM, which is a great track. So how would you describe your music style now?
Kind of like warm and fuzzy, but still with some melancholy, and also chilled, but at the same time upbeat. So I think my earlier stuff was a little bit more... slightly had a bit more darker kind of, there's more of a darker trajectory, whereas now it's more warmer, and there's more joy in it, and it's definitely a fusion, because I my background in music is just so varied. I love I love house, indie, R&B, Afrobeat, you know, I'm mixed race, so I feel like I'm really drawing from all wells, really, and so there is a real fusion and an almost kind of indistinct nature about the music, if that makes sense.
It does. You said that you love writing down lyrics, or that's how you started writing sort of poems and lyrics. So when you start to write a song, do you get you somebody who just gets lyrics come through, or do you get a beat going, or different every time?
I would say that the most common theme to how I've been writing is I'll usually get a melody, which usually comes with you know, it might be, there might be some rhythm in it, or there might be, I might hear a certain type of drum or a certain bass, and now I can produce a little bit more. I will just put down what has kind of come to me, and kind of go from there. Like with Your Flame, for example, I heard those synth lines, and I heard those first few lines, which basically led to the whole of the song, which is, I know what you want. Well, in the main, and you know, it was just a sentiment of, you know, connection with my partner, and wanting to give to her, and yeah, it kind of necessary by nature was just quite a sensual feeling that I wanted to convey with, say, the synth. So it really depends upon what I'm trying to get out, or what wants to get out, as it were.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question because I've asked a few musicians, because we're, you know, when you're creative, you kind of, you know, I think you pick things up from the universe. That's the way I like to think about it.
I
But
think so.
do you ever feel when you write songs, and I've got a few, most of the people that I've asked you, musicians, have said they've not said no to this. So see what you think. Do you ever
No
feel
pressure.
sometimes that you, no pressure there, that you get a song that comes through you from somewhere else, and you're like, where did that come from? So it doesn't, I mean, most of the time as a songwriter, you can feel it. And then
Yeah.
sometimes you get it where you just think, I don't know where that came from. It just literally came to me really quickly, like it's from
Whoa.
somewhere else. Do you ever get that?
What? 1,000,000%, 1,000,000%, Michelle. And yeah, I remember where I had a dream, about, yeah, about an ex-partner, and I remember waking up with a song, and it's actually the title of my next song, which is called Itch. And I said, you know, baby, I've got an itch on that you can scratch. And it sounds silly, but yeah, it felt like it just dropped to me, and I literally woke up at 7 a.m. and went straight to my like music area, whatever, and just put it down. It was like grabbing it and putting it down, you know, like a kind of antenna situation. Or you know, you might be in between taking out plates in the kitchen, and then a song comes to you, and you're like, oh, I've got to write this down. You know, it's like a concept, a melody, a feeling, all in one. Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't just go, no.
That would
Have
have
been a
been
short
very
question.
boring.
So how did you get that? Is your name, is your name Buki, or is it a nickname? Where did you get the name Buki Sky?
So Buki Sky is
So I'm gonna do it wrong.
from
Buki is Buki, not Buki. Buki Sky. I'll try again.
so yeah, so no worries, no worries. Buki Sky. So yeah, so Buki is Nigerian. It's like Chris and Christopher, so the full name of Buki is Bukola, which is spelled Bukanola.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's Nigerian. My dad's Nigerian, and it's actually so nice to have a Nigerian name in England, because it kind of still connects me to that side of myself,
Yeah.
which is really nice.
And it's a really
Yeah.
cool name as well.
Thank you. Yeah. And Sky is just to differentiate me from the other bookies, and I just wanted something that's kind of connected to nature and to openness. So yeah.
So the EP that's come out on the 7th of October, Happy Sexy Love Potion, has just been released. So tell us about it and how you got everything together.
I was writing loads during COVID, like writing every day, compiled loads of music, and those four songs that which are on the EP just perfectly fit together. So I put them together, and then I'd had the title Happy Sexy Love Potion in capitals just written out on one of my playlists that I wrote, and I thought, this is what this is. And it's funny as well, because I feel like I discovered my sensual side for some reason, maybe to do with my romantic connections in lockdown, but I felt like it was really discovered within lockdown. Before, it was all very serious, and that sensual and almost playful side kind of emerged. Yeah, it kind of found its way into the EP, and I've always seen my trajectory as being going more towards joy and fun, and kind of rising from the more the kind of darker human traits, like obsession and I don't know, guilt and all of that stuff. There's definitely a story behind it, and me and a guy called Haji New, who's my visual counterpart, worked together to really create a narrative behind the work, behind the music, and we've created a whole video and visual component over on YouTube. So for every song, there's a music video, and all the music videos relate. So yeah, there's definitely a story of playful honesty, you know, within, yeah, with a kind of big romantic undertone. Yeah, I guess I'd describe it as that.
What's the best lyric you think you've ever written?
Whoa.
Because there is a point where you're songwriting and you go, wow, that is really good. I'm really proud of myself. And you should shout about it. So what's the lyric for you that you went, oh, that's a gem?
I just want to proviso this with I've actually got less into the lyrics and more into like the feeling and then like letting the lyrics flow. But when I started off, it was all about the lyrics. I can tell you a kind of jokey lyric, probably my first ever lyric. it's such a young arrogant lyric, but it was, oh no, I can't even say it on air, it's just embarrassing. I've dug myself a hole, I'm about to jump in a grave. I don't want to do that. Best lyric I've ever written. People always come to me, hats with dreams laid out for me, I don't know how much to give, balance now will be the key.
Very nice. Very nice. And decided not to say the other lyric because you just thought, no, I won't do it. Yeah. But that one was a very good one. EP's out now.
Thank
Happy,
you.
Sexy, Love, Potion. But we're going to be playing the next track I'm going to actually play, which is yours, is, hopefully I'm saying this right, Harry Carey.
Harikiri.
Oh, I see. I can't even get my pronunciation right. I don't know why I bother.
It's Japanese. And also, I originally recorded it in the wrong way. I said Harakari or something.
Yeah,
like
I thought
that.
It was Harikari, but it's Harikiri.
Yeah, Harikiri, oh. Yeah. I was corrected.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No worries.
So I know what it is, but for people who might not know what it is, tell us about the song and about the meaning behind it too.
So the meaning behind Harakiri, the act, or what it is a form of ritual suicide, and it's through so samurais would perform it. It was a well esteemed way to dispatch yourself, and was said to open up the doors of heaven if you perform this ritualistic suicide. And there, obviously it's quite a dark thing, but the reason why I named it that is because, you know, it's something that you do to yourself. Yeah, I guess the sentiment of the song is a kind of dead feeling, like, despite it's a dead feeling within a context of outward beauty in it, like your life is all rosy on the outside, you know. So whatever that means for you personally, it could mean the house or the family, etc. But on the inside, you feel like you're really not serving your soul, and you feel there's a kind of deadness to it and a kind of joylessness. And yeah, that is kind of tongue-in-cheek way to use the word harakiri, but yeah, it felt fitting.
So this is Harikiri, and it is by Buki Sky. See, I got your name right eventually.
Yeah.
And do you want to give a quick shout out for your socials? Best place to find you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle. So yeah, you can find me at Buki Sky, B-U-K-K-Y Sky on Instagram. And that's probably the best place to find me, and also on TikTok as well. So yeah, big love. Thanks so much.
Excellent. You have a great day. Thanks a lot, lovely.
I will. Thanks, right. Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
So long, don't quite know where I went wrong, and just where I might get off and put up all my hang-ups. Thinking of self for so long, don't quite.